internet,
from the internet
to your ears, this is RFD.
RIAA, bite me.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It is time once again for the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am the Stephen. Thank you for joining with me. It is February 28th, the year of our Lord, 2026. Last day of February. Last show of February. It's great to be back with you here today. Spent last weekend in Las Vegas. We'll talk about that on the Rumble, which is coming up next. If my voice seems great, well, it's because I got a little bit of a bug. Not bad, not bad. Getting better every day. I'm sure I picked that up in the mass of humanity in Las Vegas. Lots of great people, lots of rude people, but you know, that's what happens when you put a bazillion people in a small space, right? All right. Let's turn this down, click this off, and let's do the Rumble. Take the headphones off. Here we go. Fix my tank top. Good enough for government work. Here we go. Take a little drink of my cherry limeade. It's one of the few generic things I do like. It's good stuff. Let's see what's this one has 10 calories in a liter. 10 calories in a liter, so that's good.
Yeah, but damn it, it's got aspartame.
I don't care. You know, when they... That causes cancer in rats. Yeah, you give them like 32 gallons a day. What do you think is going to happen, huh? My gosh, here we go. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble for February 28th, the year of our Lord, 2026. It's wonderful to be back here with you after spending last weekend in Sin City, Las Vegas. We had mostly a good time, so I'll tell you all about it. We flew direct from West Texas to Las Vegas, and that was trouble-free. I was slightly worried because of the Plug Schumer shutdown, but it hasn't affected air travel, at least as of last weekend. We had a safe flights there and back. Nothing really to report. We didn't have any reeking Indians like we did on a previous flight. Oh my gosh, that was so bad. It was terrible BO. Take a shower, dude! That's what I wanted to tell him. And I was making all kinds of references. I don't even think he got it. It's like I told my wife, I would say to my wife, you know, some people really need to take a shower. Then she would get all upset. I don't even remember exactly what I said, but it's still, I think it's funny. I shower every day. I mean, what are you going like weeks without showering? You stink so bad. Is it like, you know, days without showering, no deodorant? Ugh. Worst BO I've ever smelled. The worst. Anyway, I can't tell you about all the houses I went into when I was a cable guy working in the field. I stepped in poo in customers' houses. I saw cat poo like an inch thick behind a TV entertainment center. And then when I picked up the cable, I got poo on my hand. Ah! You know, I've seen some bad stuff. Hopefully you're not eating when you're listening to this show. So it's great to be back. I did pick up a little tiny bug, as is not uncommon when you're around a mass of humanity. I told Dee, I said, I love my voice when I have a little something going on. See this spot right here? That was from a biopsy a year ago. It turned out to be nothing. It turned out to be benign. But I kept adjusting my tank top to hide it. It was nothing. They took like a melon baller and went and took some skin out, you're right, and had it biopsied, and it was nothing. So it's good to get a checkup. It's good to go to the dermatologist occasionally. If you haven't, you should. Wearing a tank top today because it's beautiful here in West Texas. The weather was not bad at all in Las Vegas. Of course, We spent the weekend inside, never even left the casino. Oh, except when we had to. I'll tell you about it. So Friday night, we flew direct to Las Vegas. We bought this well over $3,000 package to get the best seats ever to see the Eagles in the Sphere. If you haven't been to the Sphere, I do recommend it. However, if you pay out your butt for floor seats to sit 10 rows in front of the Eagles, you better be either taking some kind of rideshare or a taxi or a limo, or you better wear some comfortable shoes to walk. So we walked through the Venetian, we walked through the convention center, walked down the pedestrian bridge, then we go down the stairs before the regular entry. We go down the stairs, which is right outside the Sphere, and then we go in through the West VIP entrance. Now, mind you, we paid a bunch of money for this VIP package, right? So we're in row 10, right in front of the stage. I mean, the best seats ever. And not too close, not too far away. We could see everything. I mean, Vince Gill was right there. You know, Don Henley, Timothy Smith, Joe Walsh, Doug Fry's son was awesome. The other guitar player was good too. And, Don Henley right there playing the drums and singing, Hotel California, and so much more. They went for, I think it was over 2 hours. There was three encores. Shocker. We left before the first encore last time we were there. Valentine's weekend, last weekend, it was my own fault for buying crappy seats. Do not buy seats up underneath the suites. If you do, you will not be able to see the stage. You are better off sitting way high in the Sphere, than sitting underneath the suites that I was stupid enough to do. And then we had people going in and out, in and out, in and out throughout the concert getting drinks. It's towards the end of the concert, I said to him, I'm like, why are you here? Why did you even come? You know, this is the Eagles. They say they're going to retire after 2026. Why on earth would you want to miss anything? I got one drink before the show. I went and used the restroom before the show. And, you know, people were like, are you going to be going in and out? I said, look, I will hold it until I almost explode. I do not want to miss anything. I didn't get up until I had to, you know, for the encore. You know, like they're not going to play an encore. Anyway, the Eagles were awesome. Great show. Greatest ever. For a secular band, yes, the greatest ever. And then they proceeded to dump us on Sands Avenue. That's right. Here we are staying at the Palazzo. Unless we took a taxi back to the entrance, we had to walk about a mile. Now, I was wearing really nice cowboy boots. They're pretty comfortable, so I was okay. My nice boots. But Dee was wearing heels. By the time we got back to the entrance of Palazzo, she had blisters on her feet. They're still healing over a week later. She had blisters on her big toes, a blister on her little toe. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, why pay all this money for a VIP package? We could have sat in the rafters, and then maybe we could have taken the pedestrian bridge back. But you dump all your floor guests on Sands Avenue? What is wrong with you people? So I don't care if I ever go back to the Sphere, ever. If I do, why pay money for that? I'll take a freaking taxi if I have to next time. If there is a next time. I don't blame the Venetian. I blame the people that run the Sphere, because it's them that close the pedestrian bridge. What kind of idiot are you? There's 18,000 people in the Sphere. So if they just let some of those back in the pedestrian bridge and dump the rest on Sands Avenue, it's chicken S. It's chicken S. I mean, we were walking back with over 1,000 people. I mean, it was like a steady stream from the Sphere all the way back to the Palazzo. So, and it, the entrance to the Palazzo is on Las Vegas Boulevard. So we had to walk from beyond the Sphere to Las Vegas Boulevard. And it's not exactly nice. They actually have K-Bar. You know what K-Bar, or K-Rail. You know what K-Rail is? That's what they put up like in the center of a freeway, center of an interstate, right? Sometimes they'll put it up permanently. a temporary barrier so that they can do road work. Well, they have that, like, in the first lane, say 3 feet from the curb. So you got the sidewalk, and then you got 3 feet of road next to this K-rail. Oh, yeah. Then the greatest thing was there was cars stopping, like Lincoln Town cars, nice cars, stopping, picking up people, up and down sands, until this big fat, you know, cop on a bike gets turned around and turns his lights on, and he's like, on the PA, "Hey, you can't stop here. You gotta keep moving along. Do not stop." It was great. So that was Friday night. Now Saturday, we go to see the Chicago. We go to see Chicago, the band Chicago, at the Venetian Theater, which is a beautiful theater. Beautiful theater. We had rude people around us. We had an old lady behind me. I mean, we were like the youngest people in the crowd, right? Had an old lady behind us, you know, with her camera, freaking light shining right here. And I'm like, "You need to turn your light off." "Oh, I'm sorry." They were so rude. Now, I should have warned Dee. I love Chicago. I should have warned Dee that a lot of their songs are very instrumental. I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is them playing B cuts I've never even heard of. The Eagles played all hits, right? Over 2 hours of hits. Chicago played B cuts I've never even heard before. Now, they may be popular among those that are really into Chicago, but I never heard of a lot of them. They played Make Me Smile, great song. They played, some of their hits that I really enjoyed. And so I did something that I've never done before. We left at intermission. Dee was bored. The seats are tiny little seats. We're not little people, right? I'm 6 feet tall. Dee's 5'10", and she has an 8-inch longer inseam than I do, and there was no leg space. So she was very uncomfortable. People around us were rude. This Asian lady kept getting up and going, standing over there at the end of the aisle like this with her camera. It's like, really, you stumble over people so you can stand over there with your camera? What the F is wrong with you? Just do it right. You're in the front row. The front row of the balcony. You can take the pictures right there. It's not going to be no better if you're 10 feet over that way. Anyway, they were rude. So we left intermission, something I never do. So anyway, we didn't pay a lot of money for the tickets. We paid way more for the Eagles and best concert ever. Cannot complain about the concert, just how we were treated afterwards. So that was a fun weekend. So Sunday we came home, and then of course back to the grind on Monday morning. So I'm going to play some great songs for you during the podcast. If you haven't listened to the podcast, you can check it out. Same place you can see this, at Stephen Roy Radio. If you want to see pictures from where we went, I posted pictures at Stephen Roy Radio. Didn't mention where we ate. Just make a quick mention. Not even going to name any of the restaurants because I'm not advertising for them. They don't sponsor this show. First one we ate at was Friday night. We went to this fan experience place, which was a little disappointing. Had a drink, and it was not good. It was not a good drink. So, anyway, went from there to eat. We went there after we ate. Went to the fan experience place before and after we ate. We ate at an Italian restaurant in St. Mark's Square, and the service and the food was awesome. Now, it's not cheap. Like everything in Las Vegas, it's not like it was when I was a kid. When I was a kid, you can go to a buffet for $4.99 and pig out. You can eat one meal a day. When I was young and silly, I grew up going to Las Vegas. As you probably know, I grew up in the LA suburbs, and we used to go to Las Vegas like once a month, and my mom and I usually went with my dad. I have had two older brothers. My oldest has passed away. I still have an older brother in Southern California, and we communicate all the time, mostly by text. And I miss him. Haven't seen him since October 2024 when we went to the Albuquerque Balloon Festival, which I highly recommend if you haven't been to. You got to go at least once. I mean, seeing like 68 balloons launched at the same time, you know, like one after another. It's just awesome. Awesome. And then the what is the thing they do on at night, a couple nights before that? We went there like, I think we went there like Thursday, and the Glodio, not rodeo, Glodio, when they light up all the balloons, that was awesome. So we went to that, and that was, I think that was Thursday night. And then Saturday morning, we went to the launch. And then after that, we drove home. As I mentioned, I think I got a bug from, you know, the mass of humanity in Vegas. Anywho, so I miss my family in Southern California is what I'm trying to say. But I have no desire to go there. And as I tell them all the time, those planes fly both ways. You can come to West Texas to visit me. So, I have no desire to go there. Maybe after I win the lottery, or if I'm offered a seven-figure job. Okay, then maybe I'll go to Southern California. But that'll be what it takes to go there. So, I digress. So, that was wonderful. If you haven't been there to the Venetian, go there. Go to St. Mark's Square. It's awesome. It's incredible. It's like an entire St. Mark's Square inside. It's an outside space inside. So I do recommend that. I would go back to the Venetian because I enjoyed it a lot. There are so many restaurants, there are so many shops, so much stuff to do just walking around that you can spend an entire long weekend like we did and never leave the hotel. Really enjoyed it. That was Friday night. So Friday night we go eat there, we go to the fan experience thing, have a terrible drink that wasn't cheap. Then we go to the concert, which was great. Saturday night, so we look right across the hall from the restaurant we ate at, which was right on the canal. They have the Venetian canals. They have canals in the Venetian, just like Venice. As much as it can be just like Venice, right? So we went to this ice bar, and that was fun. I've never been to one. Have you heard of them? That's where everything's made of ice. The seat, the benches are made of ice. All the fixtures are made of ice. The bar is made of ice. Everything's ice. And so it's cold in there, and they give you a parka and gloves to put on. If you want to see pictures of me there, then go to my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. There, in fact, there's a picture of D and I there. Not the greatest picture. You know, it's kind of far away, and you're in your parka. The other two pictures of me are good. I don't like my picture taken, which is ironic since I've been in broadcasting since 1999. So, you know, 25 years in broadcasting and over 25 years in broadcasting, and I don't like my picture taken. But I don't. I just don't. You know, you stand there. No, don't like it. So that was fun. We had a great time. Went across the hall from the ice bar to the restaurant. Service was good. Food was Mexican, but not really. You know, it wasn't Tex-Mex. It wasn't California Mexican. It wasn't authentic Mexican. No, it was not. I had the only thing that was good was a ceviche. That was great. The very good ceviche. Posted a picture on X if you want to see it at Stephen Roy Radio. I said, not Dumas ceviche. And that is funny because Chocho, who works for our local sports station, got ceviche at a restaurant in Dumas. And then got deathly ill from food poisoning. So I said, not Dumas ceviche, because it was good. It was really good. And then I had a burrito, and I'm not kidding you, the sauce, I couldn't quite place what the sauce tasted like, but the next day I realized, you know what? It was like spaghetti sauce. You know, you don't go to a Mexican restaurant and get spaghetti sauce on your burrito, but that's what it was. It was just not great. Not great. Now, I had a blueberry mojito, and that was delish. Very good. So that day, I had rum. And I'm not much of a drinker, okay? Previous night, had a couple vodka drinks, right? So on Saturday, we went to this little restaurant that has daiquiris, right? Has all these daiquiri machines. So I got a large, like this big, daiquiri with rum. And then we gambled just a little bit. We might have spent $100, you know, that day in gambling and just playing slot machines. And I did pretty good on Wheel of Fortune machines. And They come around, hey, would you like a drink? Yeah, yeah. So she brings me a shot glass about that big with Malibu rum and Sprite as I kick the tripod. Malibu rum and Sprite, about that big around. It was like a shot glass, right? And I gave her $5. I always take like $100 and $5 or more, depending on how long we're going somewhere. And if you go to Las Vegas and you get a taxi at a taxi stand, you should give the taxi guy a little bit. And I did. My gosh. He calls the taxi. He puts all of our bags to go home in the taxi. That was Sunday. Puts all the bags in there. Right? I gave him a fiver. Right? Not big money, but it's just a way of showing appreciation for work. So that's what I did for like, I do that for shuttle drivers. Did that for him. And so what is my point? So I gave one to the cocktail waitress in the casino, right? So next time she comes around, she's like, would you like a taller one? I'm like, yes, please. So instead of the shot glass, it's like this big and about that big around. She brings me a glass like this big and like this big around. So I drink that, right? So then we go to the ice bar and you get glasses that are made of ice. You can see them on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. Glasses made of ice. They're about this big around and about this tall, and the opening for the drink's about that big. So it's like a shot glass. So I had two more rum drinks, two and two-thirds rum drinks, because Dee got one and she did not like it, so she barely drank it. So I had like three of these shots that's a rum drink. It wasn't all rum. It was like rum and pineapple juice and something else. I don't know, but it was good. They were good until my second rum drink. So my basically my third rum drink got a crack in the ice and went and dripped on me before I realized it. So that was fun, mostly on the parka. So when I give the lady the parka after we're done at the ice bar, I said, you might want to check that because, you know, stuff dripped on it. I don't think she gave an F. I don't think she gave an S. So fine, whatever. You're going to give someone a freaking rum sweet drink parka, you know. Oh well, I told her, so there you go. So then I had a blueberry mojito. So by the time I had basically, you know, four or five, six drinks, I'm like, woo! So it's not like, you know, I was like all stressed by the time we got to Chicago, man. I was all right. By then I wasn't even buzzed anymore. Now I didn't get stinking drunk, but I was buzzed after all those drinks. You know what they say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So I just don't drink like that. I don't drink at home. I may have a drink if I'm grilling a steak, right? I might have a beer. You know, that's, I don't think I didn't have a drink all week. Not one. Not since we left, not since Saturday. So that was Saturday. Sunday, I didn't have anything to drink because that was travel day home. So there you go. So there you go. Had a fun weekend. Glad to be back. Wasn't fun to go back to work, but I'm not complaining. I'm very thankful. Very, very thankful to have a good job. All right. We got less than 10 minutes left in today's Rumble. So let me go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. That's where you can follow me, at Stephen Roy Radio. So let me click here. Olympics are over. I missed the last weekend because we were in Las Vegas. Turned it on briefly in the room, but didn't really pay much attention to it. And our room was so nice. It had three TVs. It had two HD big screens, like 255 inchers in the bedroom and living room. Didn't even watch the one in the living room. And then had a little TV in the bathroom. Well, that one was analog, so it only had like six or eight channels. Didn't watch that one at all. So I posted the question of the day. The question of the day, which side is the chick and which side is the dude? Now this one's the chick. I don't know if you can see it, but there's like several products over here, several over here. There's like a scrunchy thing you wash with. There's a sponge, squeegee, back thingy over here. And then there's the dude. So which side is the dude? Got a bar of soap, a thing of body wash that I use to wash this dome, and a little tiny bottle of the gray shampoo. You know what I'm talking about? That purple bottle is the purple shampoo. That's for gray. I use that to wash this like once a week. Supposed to prevent yellow or something like that on your beard, right? I didn't use it today. I just used the regular stuff. So which one's the dude and which one's the chick? You'll have to check that out. on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. I post funny videos all the time. Here's a cat video. Let me rewind it. Cat is washing the cat's hair and just sprays water all over his face and they fight. Now that's hilarious. I know it's AI, but it's still funny. I like that kind of stuff. I do. D and I finished watching the new season of The Lincoln Lawyer last night. If you haven't watched it, check it out. My only problem with it is they don't know how to say Nevada. It's not Nevada. No, it is not. So if you are in the media or you record anything, say Nevada. I lived in the Eastern Sierra Nevada. I lived in Truckee, Tahoe area, which is in smack dab in the Sierra Nevada. I lived in Nevada City, which is in Nevada County. Truckee is in Nevada County. So I think I know how to pronounce Nevada. And I've talked to so many people from Nevada, and they do not like it if you say Nevada. It's not Nevada. It's Nevada. So get it right, Lincoln Lawyer actors. Said it like 50,000 times. Now some people are getting better. Sean Hannity says Nevada. I've tried to school our local radio people. It is Nevada. That's how you pronounce it. I don't have a lot of pet peeves when it comes to pronunciation because, my gosh, I'm not perfect. I stutter occasionally, you know. I have a great face for radio, right? If you're a broadcaster watching this, I do. I said that on an interview recently. Guy laughed. It's funny. Mitch McConnell received donations from voting machine lobbyists before blocking election security bills. That's right. Talking about the turtle, Mitch McConnell. This traitorous lying weasel blocked every single piece of legislation to protect the 2020 massive fraud election from foreign interference. He voted no. He voted to allow foreign countries, foreign companies, foreign organizations to access our voting machines before the most massive fraud election in American history in 2020. Every single anti-fraud bill has been voted no on by the turtle. And then you got the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act hasn't even gone before the Senate because the leader of the majority party, John Thune, does not have enough backbone to force the vote. You see, the filibuster was designed in the Senate so that if someone wanted to protest a vote, if they want to protest something, they could speak endlessly. That's what a filibuster is. You have to go on the floor of the Senate and you have to speak continuously to stop anything from happening, right? In history, people have spoke for days. Non-stop. Yes, spoke for 24 hours. Non-stop to protest something from happening. Well, now you can just vote as a party to have a filibuster. You don't even have to talk. Now, what the F is that? That is not how the United States Senate, the upper house of the Congress, was designed. A filibuster must be talking. You have to talk. Non-stop if you want to block legislation. The actual vote to pass the SAVE Act to force voter ID only requires a majority, 51 senators. In order to have cloture, so there's no filibuster, you have to have 60 votes, which is ridiculous. They need to change that. It was changed before and then changed back again. Change it. There, spineless Thune. Speaking of voting, D and I both voted in early voting. There's 2 weeks of early voting before the Texas primary. That ended yesterday. It ended Friday. But you had 2 weeks to vote early. You know how many people were in the poll when I went before work? Zero. At about 8 o'clock in the morning, there were zero people voting in the polling place that's like less than a mile from my house at our local supermarket. There's no excuse to not be able to vote in early voting in Texas. Oh, but there was horror. The horror, I had to show my Texas driver's license. Can you imagine the horror? Everyone has to have an ID, right? You can't open a bank account. You can't buy alcohol. I had to give my ID at that daiquiri, that little daiquiri bar. I had to show my ID. I'm 59 years old. I had to show my ID to have a daiquiri. Okay? I'll never forget. I was in SeaTac. I was in the Seattle airport, and we went to the bar, had a drink, one drink, had to show my ID. An 85-year-old couple were sitting right over there. Guess what? They had to show their ID. The horror! Ah! In Texas, you can't buy tobacco products unless you show your ID, right? If you buy a lottery ticket in Texas, you have to show your ID. So don't give me no crap about voter ID. The only people that don't want you to use, don't want to pass voter ID are the Democrats. Why? Because they cheat. They cheat in elections. In Nastifornia, where French Laundry Gabby has destroyed the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood, in Nastifornia, they have mail-in ballots. Like 80% of their ballots are mailed in. In the 2020 massive fraud election, yes, there were more than 2,000 mules hauling ballots. They go to an apartment complex, they find 100 ballots, they check them, and then they just turn them in. It's called a mule that goes and gets that. That's legal in some states, believe it or not. It is. So in New Yorkistan, when Governor Eyebrows, I call her Governor Eyebrows, she became governor when Andrew Cuomo Sr., stepped down as governor, the Governor Eyebrows took over. What? I'm trying to think of his name. I'm sorry, Mr. Zellner. I just can't remember his name. So when he was running against Governor Eyebrows, she mailed out 250,000 ballots pre-printed. That means pre-checked with Governor Eyebrows, already voted as for governor. That's how she mailed these ballots out, and people turned them in. That's how she was elected governor, Governor Eyebrows in New Yorkistan. So, anyway, digressing a bit, and we're out of time here on the Rumble. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for watching. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great evening. And have a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. All right. I've got some music queued up for you. I think you'll like it. First, I have to play Victory Bells for Texas Tech doing so well. Turn my headphones up so I can hear you. So let's play that for Texas Tech, Victory Bells, because they've been winning in softball, in baseball, in basketball. They won in overtime. I believe it was against Houston, which was huge, huge game. Enjoy that. They're playing today. I believe it's at 5 today. 3? No, 3 o'clock today. Yes. Been watching softball, baseball, basketball. Well, I haven't been watching baseball. It's never on regular TV. You can only watch it on like the Plus. Anyway, so let's play that for Texas Tech, Victory Bells by Josh Abbott Band. I'm going to play California Dreamin' only because I'm dreaming of someone reversing the leftist idiot takeover of the left coast and destroying the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. I got that and some drinking songs for you. Don't ask me why. Just sounded good. Right here on the Stephen Roy Show.
There's a spirit in the air, a sense of hope through every door, a new routine. Bells ring out. Fight, breathe. strive for honor evermore. We bow to our friends, long live the Matador.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila.
She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her, put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing the earring in her brain. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa! Can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing the earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Her friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
just a hundred in the shade with the sun beating down. Forecast calling for some more of the same. Well, I can't fix that, but I can fix a drink. I turn on Fox News and then CNN, but it's the same dang thing all over again. The world's in the toilet and the market's in the tank. Well, I can't fix that. No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip and tell me what you think.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah, I can fix a drink. Say you got a broken phone and a broken heart. The boss is on your back and your truck won't start. None of your friends wanna listen to Hank. Well, I can't fix that. No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. To your lips, take a little sip, tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink. I don't know what's going on with you, but if you got some cheap whiskey and some Mountain Dew, Malibu, Cuervo, Coke in a cup, brother, I can hook you up. I can fix a drink, pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip and tell me what you think.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah, I can fix a drink.
Red tape at a bar called O'Malley's.
skate. So I waited with high hopes, and she walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady, and she said, "Oh, it's you." Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, "I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain and the feel of the ocean."
Sit on back and relax and enjoy your flight on Riser Air.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a Jesus. This is some sexy leaning port of coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy, leaning, pouring coke and
champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my ass. Cause, hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody.